One of my interests early on when we moved to Arkansas was the Trail of Tears. We lived very close to where the trail had occurred. And this is the displacement of, actually it's five Native American tribes, but the Cherokee was the one that came the closest to us. I did a lot of reading about it. We had a Trail of Tears museum in the little town of Huntsville that I frequented. One year, we were flying back from England, and I had picked up a small book by Andy Goldsworthy called The Arch, and in it, he had taken a sculpture of his on a trail and set it up and photographed it. It was the Sheep Drover's Trail from northern Scotland to the market. And when I read it, I poked Jerry, and who was becoming used to my pokes at that point, and I said, we have to do this. We have to take a sculpture on a trail. I knew then that it would be the Trail of Tears. So when I returned to Arkansas, I got a hold of the Arkansas branch of the Trail of Tears, and which is a national group, and they found me a wonderful man who was a retired school teacher at Cherokee, who had plotted the trail across northern Arkansas and took us along that trail. We photographed it. I had created a piece that looked like five couples of different heights carrying a steel yoke across their shoulders. These were plinths of wood, and from it was suspended a great big rock that was shaped like a teardrop. So I called it Yokes on the Trail of Tears, and we took it to 23 sites, photographed it, developed a museum show, wrote a book, and had it published. And it was purchased, the sculpture, by the Tyson Food Corporation for their entrance to their campus. It was a very successful project. Sometime in the last 10 years, Alice Walton, who has been the impetus behind the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas, saw the piece, the Trail of Tears piece. She's also a historian and particularly loves Arkansas history. And she commissioned Jerry and me to do a piece for the museum that would be in the same theme. We went down 2 years ago and selected a site with the curator, and I came back and developed the drawings for a piece that again resembles a procession. This one is composed of 35 stones. Some of them weigh a ton. They came from the Boston Mountains in Arkansas, and they're beautiful limestone square columns. Some of them have humps and bumps in them, and you can even imagine a woman carrying a papoose or a man carrying a burden. These 35 stones are placed so that they come out of the woods into a small clearing, down a riverbank, across the stream, and up the other side. And it's called The Place Where They Cried, identified as the place where the Cherokee actually cried on the trail. All of this, the Trail of Tears piece, the first one, the taking it on tour, the creation of The Place Where They Cried, and the pieces that have gone in between could really not have been accomplished without the help of my husband, Jerry Carr. I remember how excited he was when he first met me way back in the 1970s and said, "Oh boy, I can make your frames." He loves to work in wood. And I just sort of smiled and said, "Yes, I have bigger things than that in mind." And he's risen to the occasion time and again. He's right now very involved in the metal fabrication of the bases and the support systems for an exhibit called Our Fragile Home, which will tour New England to three museums in 2013 and 14. The exhibit is a combination of works on paper and freestanding sculpture, and tells the story of the space traveler's view of Earth and their impressions the first time they see it. They talk about fragility and the need to nurture and take care of it to sustain it. I'm very impressed with those words, and I have used their thoughts to create a visual image of our need to indeed take care of our fragile home. Jerry also is the business manager of our team, and without him, I would not have gotten to the place where I am. One might ask, where is that place? Have you gotten to the fourth stage yet? And I'm not going to claim that I have. But I do sense in a new series that I'm working on that there's very much of a Zen sense of calm and meditation that one might begin to think is the transcendent stage. I don't know. I guess the critics will decide that for me.